I've done that. Yes, it's counting down from 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. David Mundell, Secretary of State for Scotland. I think Nicola Sturgeon now needs to come clean to the people of Scotland whether or not she plans a second independence referendum. At the time of the referendum, we were told that it would just be a once-in-a-lifetime event. A few weeks ago, Nicola Sturgeon told us ahead of the general election that there wasn't going to be a second referendum. Now people like Alex Hammond are saying it's inevitable. Senior SNP MPs at Westminster are asking the UK government what contingency plans they have for a second referendum. So it's clearly back on the table. And we need to know, is it a serious proposition, or are the Scottish Government going to respect the Edinburgh Agreement, which said that both sides would accept the outcome of the independence referendum and move on? Now, the outcome of the referendum was a clear no vote. People did want extra powers for the Scottish Parliament, and that's what the UK Government's delivering. We should be speaking about how we're using those powers, I believe, rather than getting bogged down in a constant constitutional debate about having another referendum. I think it's unacceptable to have created all this uncertainty around what the SNP position is on a second referendum. Either they want one or they don't. And I think Nicola Sturgeon needs to set that out clearly for people in Scotland. We've been told repeatedly that the referendum was a once-in-a-generation or once-in-a-lifetime event. We were told on the basis of the Edinburgh Agreement that set up the referendum that both sides would respect the result and move forward on that basis. But it seems clear that to people like Alex Salmond, whatever happens, however people vote, it's not going to be enough to satisfy him, and he's always going to be pushing for another referendum. Nicola Sturgeon needs to make clear whether she supports that position or whether she favours accepting the verdict of the people of Scotland, accepting the referendum result, taking on the new powers that the Scottish Parliament will have, and making them work for the people of Scotland. I think people would be very disappointed to find that next year's Scottish Parliament elections was going to be all about whether or not we had another independence referendum, rather than focusing on the issues that really matter to people in their day-to-day lives. We've seen that there are serious problems in the health service in Scotland. Very significant concerns have been raised about how the police is organised in Scotland, and Scotland's also falling behind in educational standards. These are the sort of issues that I think that people in Scotland will want to see debated at next year's Holyrood elections, and not being caught up in a constant constitutional wrangle. I think that people will be very disappointed to find that there's more debate and discussion around another referendum than about sorting out Police Scotland, about making sure that everybody has access to a GP and that our children have the best education possible. I think it's very disappointing that so little's been said about what's going to happen with these really significant new powers that are coming to Scotland next year, with the devolving of income tax and welfare responsibilities. That's what I think people in Scotland want to hear about, not about Alex Salmond's desire for a new second referendum. No, I think I've done it. So I press the pause. Oh, Paul.